for us to hold out our hands to Benson. For him to dole out our money like charity.
You heard the will. What else can we do?
Oh, he's dead, I tell you, he's dead.
If only I could be a certain.
Don't worry, Mother. Look, I've got to have some money right away. My creditors are after me. You must have something of value, something I can put them off with.
All I had was that diamond pin. I gave it back.
Gave it back? But you said it was lost. But wasn't that what brought on his final seizure?
I couldn't stand it any longer. I hid it and said it was lost. When you all left the tomb, I went back to return it. I put it on his coffin.
On his coffin? Maybe it's still there.
Lizzie decided to claim it.
Calm yourself, Mother. Better go upstairs and get some rest. There's something I must attend to.
Answer me. Answer me. Does she know what the... Answer me.
No, Daddy.
She cares.
He's escaped.
Yes. You'll never catch him. He's too clever. He has taken the blood of his own mother.
It was all my own fault. I loved his wildness. I encouraged it. And when this monstrous thing took possession of him, I didn't send for a priest or a doctor. I hid him and helped him to live. Now there's no release from this life, which isn't life or death. And I know I shall have to do whatever hideous thing he asks me to.
My move,
it is one.
No, I won't. We used to talk about the criminal type. Criminal type, my eye. It's not how a man looks. It's how his mind works that makes him a killer.
Oh, come on, Inspector. You mean that all great murderers have been insane?
Met your sweet wife. Think the Borgias were normal? Dr. Cripple. There was a saint and devil rolled into one. Andrew the Bluebeard. Jack the Ripper. Our own gangsters. Lakes Diamond. Babyface Nelson. Dillinger. Paranoiacs, all of them. Well, someday we'll have sense enough to train the mind as we train the body from birth. Then they won't need men like me, and that'll be all right, too. What sort of job is this anyway? Hunting down a madman? I'm all wound up. I guess I must be tired. Well, let's call it a night, shall we?
What the hell are you doing here?
Hi!
Hi!
I chewed a penny in half.
She didn't have it.
Metal teeth. I came down to see you.
Mm-hmm. Get in the pool.
What's that dynamite for?
Hold it. Don't get cute with me, man.
I know what it is. I'm not dumb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, get in the car.
What is it?
What are you using it for?
It's worth money, man. And I figure there's some way to use it.
Yeah, and if we blow up?
Joke. You find things in a garbage dump? Worth some money, you know. Or not, you know. Sure. Jesus Christ. Can't you get it?
Can I drive?
Yes, I'm around. It's Sunday night. I'm not supposed to work on Sunday night. But just to get me out of the way, they sent me off on these long, useless errands. That student. If my job didn't depend on it, I would have squashed him flat against the wall here long ago. Right there. Just a little bit above the floor. All splashed in blood. With his arms and his fingers and those bandy legs of his all twisted out and writhing like a smashed cockroach. He used to carry all for his own pleasure, but now it's the examining magistrate.
Is she to blame as well?
She throws herself at him, and in my position there's nothing I can do about it. But if somebody did him a good thrashing, just once, he's a coward, you know. He'd never touch her again.
Only a man like you could do it.
A man like me? What do you mean?
They've arrested you, haven't they?
Yes.
Well done.
Now, being under arrest just gives me all that much more reason to be a burden.
I heard about that speech of yours.
What about it?
I wouldn't have thought you'd be afraid at all.
I'm not afraid, not of him personally. I'm not afraid of any of them. But he does have influence, so they say. He certainly is picking up the examining magistrate. God knows my case is prejudiced enough.
It's a rule, none of our cases are prejudiced.
Well, I'm afraid of them.
Is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life star, hath had elsewhere its setting and cometh from afar. Not in entire forgetfulness and not in utter nakedness, but trailing clouds of glory do we come from God, who is our home. Upon entering mortal life, the memory of your life before birth was blotted out, that you might live by faith and further prepare for the everlastingness of life. Life offers you two precious gifts. One is time. The other, freedom of choice. The freedom to buy with your time what you will. You are free to exchange your allotment of time for thrills. You may trade it for base desires. You may invest it in greed. You may purchase with it vanity. You may spend your time in pursuit of material things. Yours is the freedom to choose. But these are no bargains, for in them you'll find no lasting satisfaction. Every day, every hour, every minute of your span of mortal years must be accounted for. And it is in this life that you walk by faith and prove yourself able to choose good over evil, right over wrong, enduring happiness over mere amusement. And your eternal reward will be according to your choosing. After death, though your mortal body lies in the earth, you, your spirit self, being eternal, continue to live.
What's happened to you?
Your memory of this life will remain with you, and the knowledge of your life before birth will be restored.
Oh my God, you're afraid.
Like coming out of a darkened room into the light, through death you will emerge into a place of reawakening and find loved ones waiting to welcome you. Happiness and the fullness of everlasting life. It is your Heavenly Father's way. We invite you to explore it, to test it, to pray and search and seriously consider it. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Only if you are unafraid of it can you find it. But it leads to limitless opportunities with your loved ones with you. Always and forever. Therein lies your happiness, a happiness deeper than passing pleasure, a happiness beyond the understanding of man, a happiness not of the moment, but of eternity. This is every man's search. This is the purpose.
I never caught your name.
This is the key to happiness.
Michael.
For the God and Father of us all has said, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality
just out here,
and eternal life of man.
Thank you. Are you French? How long have you been out here?
Almost 30 years, believe it or not.
I mean, how did you end up here, if you don't mind me asking?
I was studying archaeology at the Sorbonne, and I received a grant to study native art.
And you just never went back?
A study man, but I prefer not to be with him. You are fine. I can run faster than you at the moment.
Hey. so you have a lot of time to yourself here.
It is a unusual story.
I've got some time.
Two students came here with me. They said they were studying some related topics in archaeology and physics, something about new carbon dating methods. They were very excited when they first arrived, but then the arguing began. One would accuse the other of hiding research or stealing findings. A lot of screaming and slam doors.
Oh, no. I'm good. I haven't done that since college. Actually, what is that? I've never seen it read like that.
I cannot remember the exact name, but the seeds I bought from South America many years ago. It grows nicely on the hillside this time of year. What was I saying?
You were telling me about the students.
Yes. I do not know what they were actually studying, but the yelling was constant. And one day the noise went into the woods and they never returned.
Did they go back to France?
They left their passports. I tried to find them through the university, but there was no record of them.
And you don't know what they were researching?
I found some papers in the trash, some esoteric writings on manipulating light and sound waves. I think they were searching for monsters and they found each other.
Monsters.
The people come here, and Michael, to look for aliens, ghosts and cults and gateways to hell, secret military bases, looking into other dimensions. I think if there is something, it is none of these things. Or perhaps all of them.
I'm sorry, I'm not at all following what you're saying.
How does an isolated tribesman in Ecuador know the difference between an alien, an angel, and a ghost?
I have no idea.
He doesn't.
But he tells a story to make sense of the infinite. Sometimes, when I stare up and look into the infinite, I see a film.
A film?
A membrane, a layer. And behind it is another, and another, and another. Do you see?
No, I don't, I'm sorry.
Each one has a beginning, middle, and end. Beginning, middle, end. Beginning, middle.
Where is Sue?
She ran away.
Ran away?
Yeah. Wanna play?
Where'd she go, Johnny?
She went to the choo-choo train. Ben broke her.
play. No, I want to play now.
Not tonight, Johnny. Go to bed.
No, I want to play now.
When you hear my voice, you know you're here.
Tell your mommy.
Oh, you do, and I'll beat you good. Come on, I want to play now. Come on, I want to play doctor.
Come, Johnny, and go to bed.
No, no, I want to play now.
I'll play with you.
I don't want to play with you. Come on, you never play anymore.
Come on, Johnny.
Okay. Let's play doctor. Okay?
How do you play that?
It's easy. I'll be the doctor and you be the patient. And you pretend like you're sick and I'll examine you, okay? No, I want to play doctor. And you wait here and I'll be right back. First thing, as a patient, you've got to wear this. Okay? Give me your hand. Okay, now we put this on. That's your name tag, see? And you can't take that off until you're all better. Okay? Okay? We have that. No, I got to have that. Okay. I'm going to listen to your chest first, okay? Got to open up your shirt. Come on, open up your shirt. Open up your shirt. Well, hurry up.
Okay, well, okay.
Okay, now I'm going to listen to your chest, okay? Can I cough? A cough again. Okay, now I'm going to look at your tongue. Okay, now stick out your tongue. Okay, now you gotta cough. Cough. Now, I think you're sick. So I think we better take some pills. And two pink ones, okay? Here, now, these are gonna make you all better, okay? Come on, you've gotta sleep. Yeah, okay, now swallow them. Okay, now I've got to listen to your chest again. See, that one. Okay, now open up the blouse. Okay. Oh, no, you're not better. You're not any better. I think I'm going to have to give you a shot. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to. Sorry. Okay, now you got to take off your pants, okay? Okay? You got to take off your pants. You got to take them off? You got to take them off? Okay.
I'm supposed to take medication if I have some body.
Go ahead. Take them off.
I am obviously logical. I know what I'm talking about. There's nothing, and I am excited. Yes, that's the only fault you might have. I just threw me a half. And this just threw me harm. I come in here.
Okay, now this isn't gonna hurt a bit.
I look crazy.
Hey, now just relax. Take it easy. Okay. Gotta wipe it out first.
But that has nothing to do with my mental stability. I have an emotional problem.
It won't hurt. Honest. See, that didn't hurt a bit, did it? Okay, now we'll see if you're all better.
So cold.
Okay, you're all better now. Now, let you be the doctor and me be the patient, okay? And give me the band. Okay, should I take my clothes off? Oh. Or should I?
Oh, God.
Huh? Are you all right? You've been screaming loud enough to bring the house down.
Guys!
Yes, I'm all right.
Lucky boy, what are you doing?
I had a nightmare.
John, answer me.
Can I get you something?
John, you get up here
I'm
this
fine.
Minute.
Must have been quite a night.
Yes. Yes, it was. You were there, Carl.
Oh?
And I was in it, too, except that I had a limp. And there was a...
Did you enjoy that?
No, I didn't enjoy that.
Looked like you did.
Meanwhile, as in all beauty pageants,
how would you know?
Tension and suspense show in the waiting finalists.
American number 22, Dina Jo Herrera. She's number 10. She's a Kaiwa Oto.
We've got to get out of here or we'll end up like Sue.
In the pageant by the Tribal
I'm
Arts and Gallery
cracks.
Of Oklahoma City.
I'm sure it was.
The feelings.
The
winner. Never met a man like that.
You were part of the original team that commissioned Trials and Darrow
Kennedy. Certainly was.
And for just
we were going to use it as a weapon against the war on marijuana, and then came that leak in 69. We found out about its special properties. Did the only thing we could. After the gas brought the dead back to life, we rounded them up, stuffed them in those barrels. We didn't know then we'd never be able to destroy them.
Here in New York, along Broadway, the traditional American beauty pageant has changed strikingly with the times.
No, my name is Rita Isbell, and I'm the
right.
oldest sister of Errol Lindsay. Name is, Satan. I'm mad. This is how you act when you are out of control. I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again.
And, what's all that in there?
Von Kleist stuff of Alex's. German dramatist. Death. Rot. Misery. Right up his street. The corpse of Monsieur Valdemar. You know that story?
There's something in the house, Thomas.
No.
There's something in
Jolly
the house.
Jolly funny. Edgar Allan Poe.
No, Kelly saw it.
They
I
keep
it.
Someone alive by hypnotizing him just before he conks out. Stays that way for months. Then they think better of it.
What happens?
He decomposes, darling. Right before their eyes. A loathsome mass of detestable putridity. Just like life, really. Let's have another drink.
Marion, I keep thinking what you said at dinner about Alex.
Oh, forget it.
No, Marion, can't you do something? See a specialist or someone?
Oh, but we did. It was fascinating. I was just telling Angela, darling, about our little business with the psychiatrist.
Marion.
Have another drink, Alex.
What's that? It was an hallucination. We took a drug. Oh, fire!
Ever such a helpful man, the psychiatrist.
deep-rooted trauma, he said. All the result of a deeply insecure childhood. And that was bloody Alex.
Do you have any idea who I am?
Well, they never got round to me. Would have been twice the price. Still. It's not all a bed of thorns, is it?
Ruff! Ruff! Ruff!
You are a pitch!
And you're the dog. You're the dog!
And you can piss off! You're just a guest in this house, remember?
Well, that's a matter for some debate. God, I hope there's a lock on his bedroom door.
Oh, don't worry about him. He takes sleeping pills now. Let's have some music.
You will stay with me always. You won't be lonesome, for I shall bring you others.
Where's Kelby?
But only the most beautiful, so your loveliness can be preserved forever. Here in my temple of beauty.
Clear.
See, all past attempts have been to bring man up to somebody's standard of what's normal. What we're trying to do in Scientology is take somebody from this higher level and move them up to greater ability.
According to the church, Scientology is in the midst of tremendous growth.
Being a Scientologist is basically being someone who helps.
They claim millions of members in more than 100 countries.
I am a Scientologist.
I am a Scientologist.
I'm a Scientologist.
I'm a Scientologist.
Though critics say those numbers are vastly overstated. Recently, the church finds itself under increasing attack.
Anonymous has therefore decided that your organization should be destroyed.
In January, a group of online activists known as Anonymous posted this threatening video on the internet.
We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
And have since staged a number of anti-Scientology protests across the country. The church has shot back with a video of its own.
While claiming they are peaceful, in less than 3 weeks, Anonymous members made or encouraged 22 bomb threats and 8 death threats against members and officials of the Church of Scientology.
New websites critical of Scientology are popping up all over the internet. And just last week, an interview with actor and former Scientology member Jason Begay was posted on YouTube.
Scientology is destructive and a ripoff.
ExScientologyKids.com was created by 3 young women who used to be members of the church.
I was born in New Hampshire, and my parents joined the church when I was 2.
One of the women stands out from the crowd of online critics. That's because on the family tree of Scientology, she's rooted in deep. She is a niece of leader David Miscavige.
When I was younger, you know, he would send me presents on my birthday. He was, you know, very gregarious, very nice.
Jenna Miscavige Hill was raised in the church. Both her parents were high-ranking members of what's called the Sea Organization, or Sea Org. It is Scientology's version of the clergy, the group of people who essentially run the church.
What we're told is that they have to work so hard because they're helping other people. Your family isn't the most important thing.
From the age of 6 to 12, Jenna lived here at a Scientology-owned property in California that was known as the Ranch.
We lived in dormitories, and I would only see my parents once a week.
According to Jenna, life as a child was not very childlike.
It was like 6:30, wake up, you'd put on your uniform, you'd clean your room, somebody would stand in front, they'd go to each line and they'd be like, Unit A, report. If you were late, you would get a chit, which would go to your ethics file, which they would have one for everyone. One time, a kid got a bucket of ice water dumped on top of his head when he was late, even though it was 6:30 in the morning.
She says 7 days a week, children as young as 6 had long days on the ranch. In addition to reading, writing, and arithmetic classes, and studying Scientology, she says there were physical chores.
These projects range from rock hauling, taking rocks out of the creek, picking them up, hauling them up the hill, putting them in a pile, and these are usually to make rock walls.
As a little girl, she says she remembers weeding for hours.
And we would do this no matter how hot or how cold it was outside.
Somebody might say, you know, if you go to a strict school, a military school, there are going to be certain things that are required of you that may not be required of a kid in public school.
Except I didn't exactly sign up for a military school. I don't think my parents were trying to sign me up for a military school.
In an official response to a Radar magazine article that included Jenna's story. The church wrote, children were never forced to engage in manual labor. Claims to the contrary are categorically denied. About the ranch, which was closed in 1999, they said the facilities were nothing short of spectacular.
There's nothing wrong with your kid working their chores, learning the ways of the world. Does it have to be rock falling when you're a girl who's 6 years old?
Jenna says when she was seven, she was asked to sign a billion-year contract to prove her devotion to the church.
It means that, like in Scientology, they believe that you live lifetime after lifetime.
So you've contractually committed yourself for every lifetime you have, right, to Scientology.
At the ranch, at age 12, Jenna left California for a visit to the church's so-called Mecca in Clearwater, Florida. She says church elders asked her to remain there and become a full-fledged member of the Sea Org, while her parents remained in California.
I wanted to go back and see them, and I was even about to get on a plane, and I just got pulled into a room and screamed at, telling me that, you know, I'm here to be a Sea Org member.
At 12 years old, Jenna says life at Clearwater consisted of long days.
The demons of hell. Through the ages, men have feared and worshipped these creatures. The practice of witchcraft, the cults of evil have endured and exist to this day.
Complex, the human eye.
Dr. Crane? Pete?
She's unconscious, but she'll live.
No.
She will live.
It takes a little while.
How are you going to know when it happens?
I don't feel a thing, I'm telling you. I don't feel anything. You'll make that damn fool out of me.
Some people can resist the effect
now
of the
drug.
Now, you are very
come along
strong
with us now.
You may have a high ego
retention.
You've
had a bad shock.
Most members of the establishment have.
Both of you.
They don't realize the beauty of life without ego. They don't realize the beauty of an egoless life.
I'm on a trip.
Tough Tony. Your time has come, wherein all things are like the void and cloudless sky. And the naked, spotless intellect is like a transparent
cat. Why don't you do something for her?
I've done what I can for now. Later, an operation might be possible.
You need not be frightened. Just remember, wherever you go, you're still here.
Reach. Reach.
Oh, Tough Tony. The time has come to seek out.
These cellular structures being kept alive by these electrical vibrations.
The flame of your life.
I use the same principle in keeping that hand alive.
It's the life process. Do not fear it.
You are very lucky.
Surrender to it. Elected officials come again. Join it. It is part of you. You are part of it. Remember the final reality, the all-good, the all-peaceful, the light, the radiance, but mind and body separate.
On their own, these non-collective bureaucrats apply for a $2.5 million grant from the federal government's Sustainable Regional Planning Grant Program. To comply,
What's he see?
I see mathematics.
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 The exact opposite of our constitutional republic.
He's got a loose screw.
We are living in, and many of us in this room are part of, an epidemic. An epidemic with as yet unknown causes, and I think as yet unknown effects. Physicians, patients, physicians themselves, experimenters are no longer the major using group. Nowadays, what do you think? 1%, 2% of the use of the drug is licit and experimental in a medical setting or university setting. Is it 99% or 99.9% where we find the use occurring on the streets, and in the parlors, on the beaches? And, many become less and less interested in what you and I might call the problems or affairs of the real world outside, and emphasize for themselves the real world in this life. All kinds of issues which arise at this point, one of which is, what happens if, at what is the critical level in a given society before we begin to have troubles in keeping the plows and machines going? The people who are inner-oriented will frequently say, hell with the plows, and the machines are what got us here in the first place. They may be right. Nevertheless, what will happen to the society remains a problem.
Richard Blum at a California college forum on LSD. And in the audience, an expert not invited to speak. The man in the middle with glasses, Richard Alpert. One of the two Americans most often blamed or praised for the psychedelic revolution.
No kid of mine.
My reaction to being the two nights at Foothill College were that I've had, as I say, LSD over 300 times, and by the end of those two nights, it was like going to two horror movies. I was so scared I didn't know whether I'd ever be able to take LSD again. It really reminded me of four guys up there in the lecture class from our school that had bad sessions and bad re-entries and had this terrible view of the whole world. And all they could see were the problems.
No comment.
Here is no society, but none of the potential and the positive questions about what is man to do next and what opportunity might LSD hold. They're not even interested. They are so committed to the fact that this society is the way it is, and that's all you can expect. And that's what I call vested interest in the ongoing game. If you have vested interest in the ongoing game, you are frightened by it.
I've got a right to know. How did your father's right to know?
Because it's a social condition.
How did we get hung up this way? How did man get into this kind of cultural...
This incredible assumption that society is as it is and has always been this way.
Well,
with you, honey boy.
Because that makes no
you're
sense at all the moment
you
say it. We behave as if that were true.
Well, it's just like
you
example,
with the night of.
In fact, there was an election the other day of Buckminster Fuller. And Mr. Dome for the World's Fair, I think.
You're under oath. I want the truth.
He said,
truth is often stranger than lots of things. You really want to know?
And everyone else moves up.
All right, I'll tell you.
No, don't tell me.
Many
Don't tell me. I don't care how many guys you slept with.
There ain't no junk.
What? Now and everybody gonna think you up. Put needle marks in your arms and keep them fresh. No pain.
She's got my
ear. For the things that we've done.
She's got my ear.
As long as you got those tricks.
Okay. During the daytime, we'd be at night. At nighttime, we'd get out there.
She's got my ear.
Stop the
Tony, I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time, Tony. I think she looks like me. Sorry, Tony. It was just one of them things.
You gotta pay a different kind of dues. Freedom. According to Mr. Charlie,
what's the matter?
He never paid any dues.
He lost his.
You did those plantation moves.
Okay, let's give him a flower. Huh?
No chains, no whips. Bunch of happy darkies. Just waiting on Master Charlie and his family and digging.
Thank you,
sweetheart. Huh?
Here's to some of the programs that Hickley provides cities and towns in order to spread their own particular political agenda in the name of community service and environmental protection.
Upon a time, there was some body, somebody, in time, acting efficiently, being efficient, competent in time to compete with competitors, competent competitors competing with time, in time to time, the last competition of being efficient in an efficiency test. This time, the sufficient efficient self was no more self-sufficient. No more self-sufficient efficient. Now exercise is sufficient efficiency. Up in time. Up on the self-sufficient self. Sufficient. Exercise of sufficient efficiency. Sufficient exercise will not become self-sufficient.
But why you? You move on the natural chemicals. Honey, you can't get much more than natural than honey. Why you?
Hey, buddy, can I help you?
I got stung by a bee and I am allergic.
Frightening my beautiful.
What can I do?
What?
Oh, I looked into my bag of tricks and there should be a needle in there. Should be adrenaline.
Paul possesses both the innocence and stupidity of a child, and for that he can be forgiven.
Oh, no. I think I gave him too much adrenaline. Now he's adrenalized.
It was only last night.
Fulfillment that he sleepily uttered your name. Margot Winchester, indeed. Yes,
you were lost.
Shitty name.
Now you
while
are found.
While he was so contained within the confines of my beautiful
That's
body.
Right. I'd like my powers now. I froze you.
Now
you just
the
sit there and look
the
pretty while I perform some miracles on you.
Shit. I was saying, a clearly defined pelvis, but back to Paul. A victim of the flesh, no weaker, no stronger than any other man. There it is.
It's been a long time since I've seen a woman.
No one will try with my old man.
Do unto yourself as you want others. Do unto you.
Your father?
Then your maiden name was Schwartz.
Schwartz, my ass.
Now I'm going to unfreeze you.
Ava Brown Jr.
Prepare to receive the body of Christ.
And his flaxen-haired mistress.
Wait, is there any way to make this dog strong? I mean, cut pass?
For the fatherland. Besides,
you're appealing to my sense of unfair play. Okay, we play a game. Cause seeketh and ye shall find. Okay, I cover my eyes and count the Ten Commandments and you go hide.
But the Holocaust that was Berlin.
One, thou shalt take thy veins of thy Lord's crick in your mouth.
The Twilight of the Third Reich.
Two, honor thy mother.
Hey, wait a minute.
Three, thou shalt cover thy neighbor's wife. in whipped cream.
Nobody can talk to that phony Caesar confounded.
In a partridge?
Nobody likes
in a pear tree?
But enough of that historical shit. I rubbed out my own father.
Open ye the path to salivation. The second
the very money that he gave to Paul for savoring his flabby body, bum kicking my bald brown banner, not to ensure the state's school that financed.
Ooh, you get me a snowball!
What's a snowball?
That deserves to sound like a shabby.
I think I know
what. All coming together now. This case lives far more than meets the eye. The secret of Ava Brown Jr. will die with you. Symbolic, you eat those words, Jordy.
I didn't create you. When my boy hit the smug, we must have animated
it.
For the first time now, please open up the envelopes and take out what's inside so we can all see
now that's more like it.
Shapes.
It was just a matter of time.
Still a bit moody, but... Well, what else, John?
Oh,
if there's one thing I've learned in my 20
all
years...
All four have chosen the star.
Never to set me
excellent. There's something a little bit more special I wanted to show you.
Into a father image. All of our life, by God. Now, a chronic psychosis
you're completely,
is very difficult
completely
to dislodge. She very well may want to remain
but
in her fantasy
there's more
world.
To come.
I've greased MacDonald, and why not?
Oh.
The grand world she has to accept
that's
now.
Mad.
Look at what she has
according
to
Jez, the result was never in doubt. How did Jez do it? How could he be so sure all four would select the star?
The effect of the star looks, for all intents and purposes, like extrasensory perception, because the effect that we're achieving looks in some ways psychic, in whatever way able to know what shape they choose. And if we left it like that, it would look very psychic. However, there is, really said, nothing psychic about what I'm doing.
Very good care
literally manipulating their choices.
His technique relies heavily on subconscious suggestion.
She works as a model,
giving his subject
for amateur
photographers. And
she knows her business.
Their conscious minds may not even
the more you pay, the more she'll show. But the money she earns goes to the boss. He pays for her room and board, and her pusher, who keeps her supplied with drugs. Lorna's from Trinidad, but she works in London. She's a party girl. Special parties featuring group sex. Respectable men pay a lot to relax in her company.
Hotel
but the agency who arranged the parties
sort of a combination
will collect
of
the money.
And undertaking power and feeling. Now she believes
Carmen
that she brought her father
disappeared
back from
her
dead
home in Spain.
Then
her
he had to murder the undertaker
dead
to keep from being
she's held
involved
in virtual
in
slavery in a
whorehouse
in Germany.
No hotel.
Where the foreign workers
no
in a large industrial
no
city there amused themselves with her body.
Turn up somewhere, I would give it to her. She went
Ursula
through all the motions.
Is a young
she
Austrian
her
girl. She
but
is very much in demand among the camel drivers who
to
stop
protect
at this oasis, which is far away from the places you've seen in the travel folders. Ursula can speak six languages, and a few years ago she was an interpreter for a major oil company. What's a nice girl like Louise doing in a place like this? If statistics are correct, only a small percentage of the girls who practice the world's oldest profession do so by personal choice. The rest are led into prostitution by need, extortion, force, and violence. Many manipulated through their addiction to drugs. This is one of the reasons why WHO, the United Nations World Health Organization, here in Geneva, Switzerland, has begun an investigation into the practice of white slavery.
The ghost of some
wild 100,000 girls disappear each year without leaving a trace. In spite of the zeal of them all, there are providers who supply brothels and harems of all kinds. These men are practically invulnerable to capture.
As you've learned, Unit 731 is concerned with developing more efficient ways of waging germ warfare.
Our film is based on a true story.
Most of you might think that this is easy. Just drop a few bombs on the opposing troops and let the germs do the rest. But there are problems. We have to take some precautions. Otherwise, any germs released could well infect our own troops. Furthermore, the Emperor himself has ordered that progress be made rapidly in order to speed up the expansion of our co-prosperity sphere in East Asia and the Pacific Basin. The future of Japan rests on our shoulders. We produce many viruses, mainly typhoid, cholera, anthrax, and bubonic plague, to name a few. They're tested on humans, mainly Chinese, Koreans, and Russians. The results of all the experiments are cataloged and sent to Tokyo for further evaluation to the high command itself. Your work with us will go towards the expansion of the co-prosperity sphere and the greater glory of the empire. So I count on your diligence, General, and thank you.
We are going to transfer all our fishing boats to the Hokkaido front.
Oh, very good, sir. Tsukiyoko will love the change of scene.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Irvin. Papa? I'm sure you'll be meeting me up there, huh?
Oh, Nanny, you have to hear we'll be watching the files.
We're all straightened out here.
Yes.
Your dad is right. This is comes before romance, my dear.
Business. All men are like fish in a woman's net.
I stand corrected, dear.
She can take it.
Hokkaido was several hundred miles to the north. A peaceful community which depended largely on the fishing industry for its livelihood. Winter was already on its way when Kobayashi got there. A strange quiet had settled over the area. In the Hokkaido branch of the Kaio Fishing Company, Mr. Shibeki had just flown back. I'll be wishing you a good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, too.
Right.
Nothing is free.
Good. Drop the usual.
Where do you think the fish are?
In this area here. There's lots of cod.
Those dots, understand? You're very clear, sir.
His most notorious project involved the transmission of wireless electricity into the atmosphere, which allowed for unlimited power to be freely accessed by everyone. When his financial backer, J.P. Morgan, realized that this power system could not be metered, all funding was immediately withdrawn. Tesla's electrical broadcast towers were dismantled, and through Morgan's many close connections with the media and government, Tesla's career was destroyed.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.